A Welland-based proponent for those suffering from mental health issues, addiction, and homelessness says he is stepping away from the political fray, at least for a brief respite. Stephen Seuss, who pushed hard for the state of emergency declaration in Niagara, informed Pelham today that he is taking a hiatus from political life, temporarily, in order to focus on his recovery from significant health complications that arose from my previous drug addiction issues, and while dealing with mischief charges filed by Niagara Regional Police. Seuss had been toying with the idea of running in the upcoming federal election in Niagara Centre, either as a candidate for the NDP, or as an independent. But that's on the back burner now. He also said that he was taking measures to transition back into the workforce, and has been busy sending out job applications, and building a client list. But Seuss has another issue on his plate which is a significant concern. On August 17, he was arrested and charged by the Niagara Regional Police Service on 2 counts of mischief, and was released on bail following a hearing the following day. He is slated to appear in a Welland courtroom on September 22. The first count relates to a call allegedly made by Seuss earlier in the summer. On June 14, 2023, the communications unit of the Niagara Regional Police Service received a telephone call from an individual who reported an emergency situation at a specified address, NRPS Media Relations Officer Barry Ravenick told Pelham today. Uniformed officers responded and determined the information provided was not accurate. Ravenick said a second call, which precipitated Seuss' arrest, came in mid-August. On August 11, 2023, the communications unit of the Niagara Regional Police Service received a telephone call from an individual who again reported an emergency situation at a specified address. Uniformed officers responded and determined the information provided was not accurate. Investigation has determined the caller in both instances was Stephen Michael Seuss, 29, of Welland. He was arrested on August 17, 2023, and charged with public mischief, 2 counts, in accordance with the Criminal Code of Canada. Seuss told Pelham today that his cell phone was taken by police at the time of his arrest, which Ravenick would not confirm. Your question surrounding the seizure of a cell phone relates to the ongoing investigation and therefore I am unable to confirm if a phone was indeed seized. Seuss has retained Andrew Burton, a St. Catharines-based criminal lawyer, to represent him in court, and said he is prepared to fight the NRPS mischief charge aggressively. It's ridiculous. An individual has been tormenting me, my family, my ex-girlfriend. He made me into a drug slave. He pushed cocaine-laced fentanyl on me, and he ruined my life. I am not guilty. It's such an erosion of public trust, to be arrested for making a legitimate 911 complaint about a guy who was driving drunk. I feel that my charter rights were violated by the police. The police swept all this under the rug for over 2 years. There are multiple witnesses who know about him harassing me. He's uttered death threats. I don't deserve the smear to my reputation. It's the police trying to criminalize me. They continue to propagate discrimination and racism against me as an Indigenous person. They don't listen to my side, or pursue evidence that I have provided. I've been tormented. It's affected my mental health. This is not fair, and I'm going to fight for my good name. Seuss also asserts that he was assaulted by an NRP special constable while in custody, which he said he reported to the authorities. I have made multiple attempts to bring up these issues to the Niagara Regional Police Board, and I was straight up ignored, he said. For now, Seuss said he is moving on to a new venture, called Seuss Dynasty Political Consulting. I think it will be very successful. People need an advocate, right? Politicians have now got a pit bull for hire, he said with a laugh. Got a problem with Trudeau? Unhappy with Ford? Integrity Commissioner got you down? Call my consulting firm. Having absolved myself of ownership of True Politics Media, I also currently considering bringing back the popular Niagara conglomerate under the new name, Advocates with Stephen Roman Seuss, he said. Seuss said he is also organizing a charity boxing match versus a yet-to-be-named political opponent, with proceeds directed to a children's mental health organization. He also plans to continue in his role as chair of the City of Welland's Accessibility Advisory Committee.